Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, your friend, Akhenaten. Who journeys to you in this moment as you elevate your awareness and find your place amongst the many who love and adore you. So then, deepen into this experience, allowing the mind to gently recede. As you come into, then, the vast horizon of your spirit, there is a tremendous sense of liberation, release, as if you breathe for the very first time. Such is the freshness of spirit and the newness in all things. This you know. So then deepen the breath and find the heartbeat. Bringing everything into a point of stillness. So then allow the body to find its rhythm in keeping with its spirit. You breathe deeply, the heartbeat comes into its serenity, and so then you sense the movement of creation so readily. As you bring yourself into this stillness, then so it is, the continuum becomes keenly felt. A river of life so vast, so beautiful. That it brings bliss to all. Come into the buoyancy of your spirit, the lightness of your being, where you flow effortlessly upon this continuum. The still point of self is a magical place, so vibrant, so strengthening, where you are alert, where clarity forms within you. It is true sight, we may say, to see truly. We now become the observer. We sense all, we feel all. Become the observer, as well you know, is a profound point of awareness. It is where you become conscious of your consciousness. Do you see? Is important. So then, come into the breath. Come into the heartbeat. Sense the movement. Everything flows through you in this moment. What is it that you sense, that you see truly? And what observance do you bring into this moment? Resting as you are, yet with perfect clarity. It's as if creation expands exponentially all about you. That is to say, you understand the fractaling nature of existence, so that as you peer into it, so to speak, the more you in fact see. There is unending depth to creation. as each conscious recognition spirals outward into new observations. The more you look, the more you see. Feel how creation expands about you, how it responds to your awareness. How it expands and contracts accordingly. This is why we say there is an ancientness present within creation, though there is an absence of time. There are some things that are held so deeply, so very deeply. That which your soul has conscious recognition of. But only through the still point of self. Breathe, breathe and deepen. Creation will always adapt to your requirements. This you understand. For each of us is held within perpetual embrace. Know this to be true. In many ways, we may say creation is an embrace, and all that this implies. I see you, so then see me. Come into awareness of the breath that is I. As I navigate toward you, as I feel the love that is yours, there forms a gravitation, we may say, between us. How love pulls us together. We may say it is immediate. Embraced as we are by creation, and held also within the orbit of love of each other. We become the witness. So then I see you and you me. I bring a reflection of you. Feel it. We find our rhythm. And we perceive beauty within each other. This cannot be otherwise. For that is the basis of perception. It is the lens through which we perceive. And for you, in your humanness, upon your world, it is a gift that you bring with you, the perception of beauty. Many times we have affirmed to you that your present universe is self-correcting. It is very simple. As the soul innately perceives beauty, its observation, your universe is beautiful. It shall always be beautiful. Our perception of beauty uplifts. It is the same for you in your dimension. That is why it is so important to perceive your world as innately beautiful. For calibration comes of this. And from the vantage of spirit, likewise, we only perceive the beauty of your world. And everything held within it. So then, begin to witness the self in this moment from your higher awareness. Come into observation. Of you in human form. See through the eyes of beauty. And come into recognition of this. Though you exist within a persona, that is not necessarily the truth of you. Nonetheless, there is precision to whom you in fact are. As part of humanity, see truly the perfection that you are as you are. No matter the imperfections, for you understand the reasoning behind them. And how perfect your world is for its imperfection. You stand back, you see truly. And within you there forms an almost overwhelming appreciation, gratitude. You see your world, and you see your life within it, and you are so pleased. You find wonderment that it is so. Is such emotion within you. Feel the richness that is yours. within the human world. The opportunity for your spirit, like no other. You feel this keenly, that which I speak. For held within your higher awareness is the embodiment of all that you have brought into your being, of your human journey, of love, of beauty, and joy. And all that is contrasted upon your world is seen as no less than. For you understand its reasoning also. Understand this. I exist within your world. I have form that I embody. I have walked upon the earth many times over. So I know. I feel with you. These words are enough. This moment is perfect and always shall be. Nothing dissipates. Everything is as present as the moment of its conception. And I am Akhenaten.